إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you about the disease of the heart, which is selfishness, the concern for self at the expense of others. Selfishness is to be understood and distinguished from self-concern, for example. There's nothing wrong in being concerned about yourself and about your own welfare and the welfare of your family and so on. But when this reaches a stage where the concern for the self is at the expense of others, then it becomes selfishness. Where somebody is not concerned, not bothered about whether or not they are causing difficulty or harm to somebody else in pursuit of their own personal pleasure, in pursuit of their own satisfaction of themselves, then that is selfishness. And this selfishness is a disease of the heart, because it's at the expense of whatever little benefit we might get. The person earns the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam teaches us to be concerned for the people of the world, not just other, brothers and sisters and relatives and so on, but for everyone who is on the face of the earth. Islam teaches us to be concerned about them, to be concerned for them, to go out of our way to help them and so on. And obviously, anything that goes against it is against Islam. And this extends, as I said, to not just to the Muslims, not just to our relatives. It extends to everyone who is on the face of the earth, whether it's human, whether it is animal, whether it is the environment, extends to everything. It's the job of the Muslim to be concerned about their welfare and to do something about it. So many hadiths where, as we know, a couple of the famous ones, where Rasulullah ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the sins of a man who gave water to a thirsty dog. On a hot summer day, there was a dog, and this man, the only water was available deep inside a well, and this man saw this dog, and he didn't even have a utensil, so he lowered his shoe on a string into the well, and he pulled out some water and gave it to the dog, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave his sins for giving water to a thirsty dog. Now, imagine, why does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talk about something like this, which is, on the face of it, so common and so, doesn't seem to be a greatly important thing. But it is, it shows how important it actually is. It's not very common, first of all. I mean, how many people do you know who will do this? And second thing is that it's an indicator of how important the concern for everyone is, including, as I said, the thirsty dog. Why do they say thirsty? Because, something as, if you ignored it, you would ignore it. After all, it's some stray dog. But no, even that stray dog has a responsibility on us. We are responsible even for the welfare of that stray dog or cat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there was a woman who confined a cat inside her house or tied it up or something, and Allah knows best, forgot about it. And this cat died, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished this woman by putting her into the hellfire because she killed this cat, right? She killed this cat because of neglect, So, the concern for the environment, the concern for the people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even if you know that tomorrow is the day of judgment, even if you know this, he said, plant a tree. If you are planting something, he said, continue to plant, even if you know that tomorrow, everything is going to be destroyed. Even if you know this for certain, still plant a tree. These things, and there are so many of these teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which show us the concern that we are supposed to have for people. So, selfishness obviously is the opposite of this. The greatest and most important of all these is the Quran itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us the best of the people. He said, kuntum khayra ummatin, and ukhrijat linnas. And he said, you have been extracted for the benefit of the people. Ukhrijat linnas. And what are we supposed to do? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna lil munkar. Enjoin good, order good, encourage good, and forbid evil. Now, tu'minuna billah, and you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, good is, it's not only with regard to haram and halal, and it's not only with regard to da'wat al-Islam. Good is anything which is good, anything which is beneficial for the people. This comes under the heading of Amar bil Ma'ruf. And anything which is evil comes under the heading of Nahi al-Munkar. So, whatever, anything, social evils, all kinds of oppression, all kinds of discrimination against people, against, whatever, society, all of this is under the banner of Nahi al-Munkar. It's the job of the Muslim to be concerned about this and to put a stop to this and to struggle in order to put a stop to this. Also, all forms of corruption and so on. And Amar bil Ma'ruf is to enjoin and encourage all kinds of good. Now, that is something which Allah knows best, we seem to have forgotten. And selfishness is to be concerned only about yourself with regard to that. Only about what happens to me, what happens to the Muslims. For example, in this country, the Dalits have been oppressed for centuries, right? They've been oppressed for centuries, they've been killed out of hand in many cases. How many times do you find Muslims are protesting about this? Not even once. We don't care. And the moment something happens to Muslims, everybody is up in, Muslims were killed. Obviously, we should be worried about that. If Muslims are killed, we should fight for that. But we forget that we have an equal responsibility to fight for the Dalits, to fight for anyone who is oppressed, irrespective. Whether they are Muslim or not is immaterial. As long as somebody, some evil is happening, it is the job of the Muslims to stand up against this evil. Now, imagine if we were to do this. If we were to do this, and if as a result of our actions, if we became known as those people who stand up for injustice no matter where it happens, imagine what that will do to our image as Muslims in society. What will that do to the kind of credibility, the kind of respect that we will attract in society by everybody in society? Because everyone knows that these are the people, no matter where it happens, these are the people who stand up against that injustice. Wherever that, and irrespective, and the Quran is very clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, stand up for justice, even if it is against yourself, and even if it is against your parents, and against your brothers and sisters, and so forth. Stand up against them, against your parents, stand up against your own brothers and sisters, stand up against yourself for justice, meaning that if there is an injustice being done, then stand up against that. Now, this ayat of the Quran, Harvard Law School put it up as a banner in their law school, and they said that this is the finest example of finest description of justice that we can find anywhere in the world. They did this on their own, right? And all my Muslim brothers and sisters, mashallah, we sent SMSs and we sent WhatsApp messages and we sent Facebook updates and, all kinds of things, Twitter tweets and so on, all over the place and saying, see what Harvard did, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. I don't know how many of us turned around and said, but am I doing this myself? Harvard did this very nice, good for Harvard, that they are recognizing something good. But am I doing this myself? Do I see a reflection of this ayah of the Quran in my own life? The ayah of the Quran did not come to go up on Harvard's notice board. The ayah of the Quran came for you and me to live by it, to demonstrate it. And see the beauty of the issue of justice and the issue of not being selfish, that if we actually lived by this, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this. If we actually lived by this, then you would automatically become the most beloved and the most respected person in society. People will automatically come and they will say, anything I have, I must go to this person, because he is the person who will stand up for justice, no matter who I am or what I am. The whole issue is this, if I have a headache and I don't want to eat the medicine and I only want to read the ingredients of the medicine every day, and I am the hafiz of the label of the medicine bottle, right, but I won't eat the medicine, and I recite the ingredients every day, it will not cure my headache. My headache will still be there. I will die with this headache. But even though I am holding that medicine bottle in my hand, because by holding the bottle in the hand, it does not cure the headache. You have to take the medicine. And that is the whole point of the Quran. Because unless we practice what we read in the Quran, just memorizing it or just reading it or reciting it will not take away our problems. Our problem will go away only when we practice what is written in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is why He sent it. He didn't send it so that we recite it in a nice tune or we recite it, you know, because for sawab, that you get anyway. I'm not saying that you do not get sawab if you don't. If you put on the light, you know, it will illuminate the room, right? But what do you do once there is light? Once there is light in the room, what do you do with this light? You know, do you use this light usefully or effectively, or you do something else? That's the issue. Right. So, and the kalam of Allah, that is the reason why this whole issue of selfishness is a sickness of the heart, because it destroys our whole life. Imagine, it's very simple thing. Sometimes you see people, you're driving a car and then somebody eats something, and then you find one, you know, very nice, you know, A5 Audi or whatever, and then out of the window, the person is sitting in an air-conditioned car, windows are rolled up, and he rolls down the window only to chuck out a plastic bag of whatever chips or something that he was eating. Now imagine, he throws his bag out of the car, right? And then window is rolled up again. Now this bag, believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us for these things. You just polluted the environment. Allah gave you a nice car. You had to, all you needed to do was put it in a part of the car, you know, in a bin or something, and take it home and dispose it properly. But instead of that, what do? You chuck it out of the window. You eat a banana, throw the peel out of the window. Whatever it is that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us for such things. And we must be very careful about this. It looks like a small matter. It's not a small matter. You just polluted the environment. You were sent to beautify the place, to clean the place, to make it better for people. And you just made it worse by checking some plastic or doing something. I mean, it's such a sad thing. It's such a sad thing when we look at it and say that, why do we live like this? Why do we do this? And it's all an issue of selfishness. We do not think beyond ourselves. Me and myself, right? Anything that I do, as long as I am happy, it's fine. It can cause a nuisance for people. It can cause problems for people. No problem. As long as I am happy, that's it. And I can give you a list of such examples. I don't want to go into that. I'm sure you can think of many such things ourselves. But the point is that the selfishness is a sickness of the heart. Now, cure for it. The cure for it is to consciously go out of your way to do something which is good. And that is why I always tell people, nowadays it's, you know, fashionable. People talk about street dawah. They say, what are you doing? I'm doing street dawah. So I said, what is street dawah? So, you know, we're distributing pamphlets about Islam to people, right? So somebody is going for a walk or something, you stand there and you give him a pamphlet. I said, this is not street dawah. I said, what is street dawah? I said, street dawah is to clean the street. Street dawah is to clean the street. I said, instead of distributing pamphlets, give each one of you a broom and go and sweep the street. Go and clean the street. If the street has potholes, go and fill up those potholes. If the drains are not clean, clean the drains of the street. Let people stand and look. Who are these people who are cleaning the street? They don't look like municipal workers. They are people who look like educated people and so on and so forth. They are wearing good clothes. Why are they clean? They will come and ask you, what's wrong with you? Why are you cleaning the street? Because we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. It is our responsibility to ensure that we take care of the environment, that we do something which is good for you. We are cleaning the street for you. Imagine the impact and the power of that. Street dawah is to clean the street. Street dawah is to not accost people who are going on their way and giving them a pamphlet. Who cares? That pamphlet will get chucked into the first trash bin that you can find. And if you don't believe me, go and see. Go and see what happens to pamphlets which are distributed outside masajids and so on and so forth. You will find a trail of them all over the place. The place was dirty enough as it is. Now it got more dirty because of your pamphlets. Who is interested? Will I, if I'm walking down the street, if a Christian evangelist gives me a pamphlet, will I even read it? I don't get two hoots for it. I throw it. I chuck it. But the same Christian evangelist, if I'm in trouble and he comes and helps me, I'm not saying that I will become a Christian. But I'm saying at least minimum I will listen to him, right? I will at least respect him. I will listen to him. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about how Christian dawah spreads. Christian dawah spreads by exactly the same things. Because somebody goes and helps someone who's in trouble. Somebody goes and teaches children who the world has trashed. They don't care. Street children. Because somebody goes and feeds them. Yeah, and all the, who are those people? All those people are people who are doing Christian evangelical work. And that is what we need to do. We need to do things which, where we stretch ourselves, do something more than what you would normally do. Go out of your way, help people. In Hyderabad itself, right now we see near the cancer hospital, there is like a village. It's like a complete village on those pavements, right? And every day at midday, if you go there, you will find there is a van that comes and somebody is distributing food to those people. And I happen to know for a fact that that somebody is not a Muslim. What prevents you and me from doing it? What does it cost? Don't feed everybody, feed two people. I'm not saying you have to cook the food in your house. Buy the food. Contract with a hotel, let them do it. Outsource the thing. But do something, no? Do something. Like all the relatives of cancer patients and so on who are literally camped on the pavement. What can we do to help them? This is the whole issue is this. Not to put on some t-shirt and walk around and talk about street dawah and talk about, you know, spreading Islam. That is all rubbish. Right? Do something which actually creates an impact on the people in their hearts. Your t-shirt doesn't do that impact. Your action does the impact. Actual action, not even talking. All this talking is hot air. Makes no difference. Actual action. Do something which helps that person. And that is the cure for selfishness. To stretch, to go out of our way. To allocate some amount of money every month and keep track of that in order to help people. This is the whole issue of curing of selfishness. And that is what will, inshallah, cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what, inshallah, will help us to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own many things that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for. I ask Allah to make it easy for us and to enable us to do this in a way that is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.